Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1083, visible translated text is as follows. 52, redirect examination. Miss Daisy Hopkins knows Mr. Frank. I have seen her talking to him, and she told me about it. S.L. Rosser, sworn for the state. I am a city policeman. On Monday, April 28th, I went out to see Mrs. White. On May 6th or 7th was the first time I knew Mrs. White claimed to have seen a Negro at the factory on April 26th. These are the same clips we had at factory. The club was not on floor by elevator the day I searched the place. I had a flashlight and searched for everything. I would have seen it had it been there. Cross-examination. I made no inquiry of her about this before. She volunteered the information when I come out the second time. James Conley, sworn for the state. I had a little conversation with Mr. Frank on Friday, the 25th of April. He wanted me to come to the pencil factory that Friday morning that he had some work on the third floor he wanted me to do. All right, I will talk louder. Friday evening, about 3 o'clock, Mr. Frank came to the fourth floor where I was working and said he wanted me to come to the pencil factory on Saturday morning at 8:30, that he had some work for me to do on the second floor. I have been working for the pencil company a little over 2 years. Yes, I had gone back there that way for Mr. Frank before, when he asked me to come back. I got to the pencil factory about 8:30 on April 26th. Mr. Frank and me got to the door at the same time. Mr. Frank walked on the inside and I walked behind him and he says to me, "Good morning." And I says, "Good morning, Mr. Frank." He says, "You are a little early this morning." And I says, "No, sir, I am not too early." He says, "Well, you are a little early to do what I wanted you to do for me. I want you to watch for me like you have been doing the rest of the Saturdays." I always stayed on the first floor like I stayed the 26th of April and watched for Mr. Frank, while he and a young lady would be up on the second floor chatting. I don't know what they were doing. He only told me they wanted to chat. When young ladies would come there, I would sit down at the first floor and watch the door for him. I couldn't exactly tell how many times I have watched the door for him previous to April 26th. I have been several times that I watched for him. I don't know who would be there when I watched for him, but there would be another young man, another young lady during the time I was at the door. A lady for him and one for Mr. Frank. Mr. Frank was alone there once. That was Thanksgiving Day. I watched for him. Yes, a woman came.